him, and I, there's a couple of them.
Well, we asked for some CDs from, like, the, Drilling Known and Turning Days, whatever those things are. Where the project managers gave their spiel, to tape them, bring them on a CD, so when you got a...
Yeah, right. You could review the thing and listen to it. Absolutely. Like I'm doing right here. But let me tell you, this setup I got right here took me probably 5 years to get this thing working right. 5 years. I got a filter in here to filter out, you know, certain frequencies and stuff like that. This is not, you know, believe me, I was down at like Guitar World for like a day talking to these guys that were, you know, on another planet, really. You know, I'm saying, look, I'm a speaker. I'm not a musician. But anyhow... I did get it all going. I'd be happy to help.
I did when I saw Randy Barnes do it, actually. Was I used to take in a test report and fill everything out on a piece of paper, and then at night I'd have to go home and, you know, take everything off the piece of paper and put it on. I just take my laptop in now and just do it right on the laptop the first time around.
Yeah.
I have a problem with a lot of my customers when they take my laptop out.
Okay, any other comments about the batching exercise?
Put the one down that we all do, lunch and meet with a customer.
Yeah. Just remember, when you meet with a customer and you got that table in the corner, make sure you let them sit where to have, they should have the choice first. Please make yourself comfortable and then go in after that.
I came in kind of late. Was anybody say like driving and listening to a CD, something like that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, trying to, and you know, if you have tapes and stuff like that, you can copy them and you can get other people's copies and so on. And, you know, you pick up a little something here, a little something there, that could be helpful. Okay, this is actually, what this shows here is, it shows the number, the percent of sales over here. So, for example, you see 48% of the sales comes from a very small percentage of the accounts, 1.8. I do a program called Best Practices, where we get the top sales guys in a company, and at a national sales meeting, I will present what they tell me. So, you know, the sales manager might say to me, well, you know, Gary's one of our top guys, Joe's one of our top guys, and Darren are one of our top guys, so work with them. So then I call them, and I say, what do you do, and, you know, what practices do you utilize, and so on and so forth. And then I get their inputs, and I put them into groups, and I do a PowerPoint presentation, and we put the three of them up at the front, and you know, with a microphone and stuff like that. And then I pitch the whole thing to the companies, and the companies then, all the salespeople, you know, they ask questions, some of which I direct to the experts up here, and they answer, and some I answer myself if I can, and I throw some of my own material in there as well. But one of the things that struck me as really significant, that these top sales guys, they only have a couple of accounts, you know, that, you know, like one or two accounts, always less than 10, always less than 10, one or two, but they are thoroughly immersed in those accounts. We're talking, you know, their family knows the main customers' families. And you know, when they have a barbecue, you know, during the summertime, you know, you're going to throw a few burgers on or whatever, and you're thinking about having your neighbor over, you know, call up your customer and say, hey, why don't you come over and have my neighbor over and stuff like that. I mean, you guys have got great personalities, and people would like to hang out with you, so why don't you do it? Just, and it's not expensive. You know, you're going to have a little something. Yeah?
At our regional meeting, our regional manager, when we had our, you guys got another spiel, he told me, okay, you got, like, what was it, like 75 customers?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how many of those customers make up your?
How many customers make up 95% of your
sale
base?
And it was like 20, you know, and they had like 75.
Yeah.
Some it was like 20. One
so,
of,
so
some was 11.
Yeah.
Mine was 87.
Now, guys that are not successful sales guys, they got 600 accounts, and they're just spreading themselves too thin. So we don't want to do that. We want to try to pick the right accounts. We've talked a lot about selecting accounts. There's a list. You can go back to it, read it over, whatever. Call me if you're not sure. Pick some accounts and try to make a turning point at those accounts, and then you can spend more time and utilize the techniques we're talking about. But don't be, you know, going around, I'm going to go here and here, and you're spinning your wheels all the time, spinning your wheels and going nowhere. And you say, what am I going to do if I go into that account? every day. What am I going to do? That's what salesmanship is all about. And we've given you some things. Try to get a project going, like we talked about, that stretches out over 4 months or something like that. Try to get some training programs going. That's going to take time. Let me tell you, if I was calling an account, I would want to spend every day of the week in that account. Because I'd have training programs going. I'd have, you know, a committee. I'd be on hiring. I'd go up to H&R, you know, human resources, and try to find out how can I be a part of training new people, testing them when they come in, or something. Just thoroughly immersed in the account. You don't have enough time in the week to spend at that account, as opposed to a sales guy. I just don't want to get my hands dirty. I don't want to do any work. I just want to stop by and can I buy you coffee? Let's go for lunch, you know, something like that. Forget it. That's not going to grow business. Not a chance. You got to get into that account, get your family involved, get those customers involved in what you're doing after hours, and so on. And that is essential to do that. And that's the Wheel of Fortune. And everybody in this room that I've talked to is a very likable guy, and you're going to find customers that are going to like you and want to hang out with you or do whatever